Let's go ahead and pray. Lord, we are grateful that we're able to be back here tonight. I thank you for, Lord, the good rest that you have allowed us to have these last few days. Lord, I thank you for your church people, for being faithful and praying and being attentive to your house as well. Lord, tonight we just lift up Kurt's mom to you. Lord, she needs healing. We lift up Mike to you as well. Can you just continue to work in his situation? And Lord, bless us as we go through your word tonight, and we ask you these things in your name, amen. Before I begin, I just want to say thank you to the men who stepped in place Sunday morning and Sunday evening. Appreciate that very much. Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 29 is the one that we're going to be looking at tonight. I'm going to open up my tablet here. The title of this message tonight is something that we are not born with. I talked about it a little bit a few weeks ago, but that is patience. None of us are born with patience. So let's read this verse here, chapter 14, verse number 29. It says, "He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding." I want you to understand that word slow. This is where I get the word patient. You got to be patient in this area. So let's read it again. "He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth the folly." The greatest thing, I got 12 points that I want to get through tonight, and we'll go rather quickly. The greatest thing that we can do to help us to learn is this, and that is to listen. In order to listen, we need to be patient. My patience were tried this past weekend because Florida in Orlando is a very different lifestyle compared to what we're used to living here in the Midwest. They're fast-paced. They're, well, not really fast-paced, but they're very crowded. We're back here. We don't really have too many places to go to like they do, where we're pretty comfortable in our area. I know Andrew lived in Pensacola for years, but it's been years since I've been to Orlando. But I remember as we were going through there, my patience were tried. Just to sit at a stoplight 10 minutes, almost every stoplight that you went to. And just because you sat there did not mean that you was going to go through once the light turned green. That's not the case down there. You would have to sit there through a couple times. My patience were tried. You would go to the grocery store, as Chris went to Walgreens. We went to a few other places that really tried my patience. But I'm relaxing. I'm wanting to have a good time. And normally I wouldn't do this, but I would go in there and would hang out with Chris and didn't want to hang out in the car too much on my long weekend with her. Well, what'd you do for your weekend with Chris? I just sat in the car. I didn't want to do that all the time. So I went into a few stores with her, and as we walked into a couple of these stores, the lines were already back to the back of the building. And I'm thinking to myself, why? Why are we even here? Why are we even going to try to purchase something and then stand in a line and just go crazy? My patience were tried. But the great thing that we can do to help us to learn, to help us to be patient is this, and that is to listen. That's something that we have a hard time with. I'm going to give you an example. When it comes to school, kids, when it comes to doing their work, they don't want to sit there and take the time to listen to the teacher. Tell me what the kids want. What's that? That's one of them. They want lunch. The other one is, when the work's in front of them, what do they want? They want the answer. They don't want to take the time to listen to the teacher. That could be very beneficial to their learning. Why? Because they don't have the patience to do those things. So school kids, they just want the answer. They don't want to listen to the teacher. By the way, it's beneficial for every single one of us to listen to the one who is trying to teach us. And when we take the time to listen, it's going to teach us a few things. One, it's going to help us to find out what the answer is. Two, it's going to really help us with our skills, our learning skills. And the third thing it's going to help us do, it's going to help us to be patient. And those are some things that we need to acquire in our life. Many of us would have done better and we can be honest with ourselves, we probably would have done better if we would have just listened to the teacher. Would I be right in saying that? Take that and apply it to the preacher or the missionary or the evangelist. As they begin to give instructions from God's word, they do it for what reason? So it'd be beneficial to you. So often we come to church and we have a good time. We have a good time of fellowship, and fellowship is good. We spend some time edifying each other. We spend some time finding out the heartaches that some people have gone through that week. We go through that. And those are always good things to get caught up. But when we come to church, we should have an attitude. You know what? I am going to listen to the Word of God today. And as I'm listening, I'm going to wait patiently to have God speak to me, to give me something in my life so that I can apply it as I leave this building. So often we don't get anything from the Word of God when the man of God preaches because of this. One, we don't want to take the time to listen. Two, we're very impatient people. I want you to think about this. When we come into this setting right now, the thing that's on a majority of people's minds, and I know this because this is on my mind on many occasions, I want to get out of here at such and such a time. When will the preacher be done preaching? Because I have some things that I got to do. And so then we begin to fidget with our purses. I don't have a purse, but I'm talking women. Men will begin to fidget with their fingernails or whatever, and all those things, and just become very impatient. And then, because of their impatience, they don't listen to the message. And so therefore, when you don't listen to the message, you're not able to hear, you're not able to apply those things to your life. So we need to be patient. So here's what we need to learn this evening, and that is this. Be slow to wrath. So God's trying to teach me some patience this past week, and as I'm sitting in traffic, and you got to know me a little bit. When that light turns green, buddy, you better be on the gas pedal because I'm in a hurry. And I had to learn, hey, I've got to slow down just a little bit. And when someone doesn't go, when that light turns green, guess what Chad Springer does? Honking the horn, I'm saying, would you go? Come on, the light's green. I don't have all day. You might sit there and say, well, that's just kind of funny. It is a little bit, but what is happening there? I'm becoming angry. And I'm voicing my opinion. And Chris has told me, she goes, Chad, it's not just how you voice your opinion. She goes, your facial expressions, your body language shows you how angry you are at times. You know, it's funny when you pull up to somebody in a car next to you and you see this going on. Husbands and wives just going at it in the car, just all mad, and the body language is going all over the place. And then they get out of the car, hey. What a great day, isn't it? You know, your body language would show those things as well. But the Word of God here is encouraging us to be slow to wrath. Well, what's slow? Be patient. Don't be so quick to get so mad. Don't be so quick to become so irritated at things that really aren't going to matter in eternity. I want you to think about that. We spend a majority of our life getting upset, getting mad about things that is not going to matter for eternity. Would it do me any good to get mad at somebody for sitting at a red light just a little bit longer? Is it really going to affect me? No, it's not going to affect me. It's going to take more time out of my day. Because in eternity, it's not going to mean a thing. So it's not going to do me any good to wave my hands up in the air and do stupid things with my hands and yell in my car where they can't even hear me, but they might see my reaction or think, man, that guy needs some medication. But we need to be slow to wrath. We fail to learn about the situation because of this. We are so quick to be angry. Someone tonight, please give me an example on how we could be so quick to being angry. Remember, Wednesday nights, we're trying to bring a little bit more of a class participation to this. So give me an illustration of how we are quick to be angry. It could be something personal in your life. Nobody's wanting to say anything. Jordan's back there cracking up. Jake, he's the brave one. Common sense, Jeff? Undisciplined children in public places will allow us to become very angry quickly. That's good. Anybody else? I'm going somewhere with this, so follow along with me. Anybody got one more thing they want to give me? What about you teenagers? You guys got somebody? Something? Chris?
People that are late.
People that are cranky.
I actually said early.
Okay. Okay. I like these examples. Andrew's got one.
I think we're quick to be angry with our own children sometimes before we listen.
Very true. Now you're going to make me apologize to Jalen later on. It's true. Very true. Here's what I'm getting at here. You and I have a testimony. Do we not? And if we're to blow our testimony, how are we going to expect that lost person to come to know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior if we're going to be so quick to be angry? Or maybe we have a brother or a sister who's wayward. What's wayward? Backslid, not walking with God anymore. And then they see our anger and how we react to things. We got to be slow to wrath. Why? Because you and I, we have a testimony to protect. It's very important for us to be on guard with those things. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a person that's, I get angry fast. It just happens. I don't know if my mom and dad were that way. I don't know if that's something that I picked up from them. I don't know. I don't know if it's just, maybe it's just me. But I get angry quick. And I'm going to tell you this. It's not a good thing. Why? Because you can ruin your testimony just like that. And we got a world that we need to be paying attention to. Be paying attention to because they need Jesus Christ. Okay? We're no longer representing ourselves. We're representing Jesus Christ. Okay. It would do us some good before we get to this place of anger, and I'm talking about a certain situation that comes up. So it would do us some good to listen to the story before we come to the accusation of somebody automatically being wrong, and then we react in our anger. That's what happens a majority of our times. We don't listen to the whole entire story, and we react, and then we get angry very quickly. I have learned, my dad's taught me something, and it's taken me many years to figure this out, but there's always two sides to every story. You know, somebody's always going to tell their best version, because that's what always happens. So it's good to listen to that side first. And then you go to the other side, listen to the story, then come to your conclusion. But don't just react out of anger. Listen to the whole entire story. That's the problem with our world that we live in today. We don't listen to the story. We don't have the patience to do so. And so we already have it in our mind. We've already prejudged that individual. We've already said that they're already guilty. And we're going to be mad. And we're going to react in a way that we shouldn't react. So listen to the story before we cast judgment and before we become angry. To have a better understanding of the situation can be very helpful. Would that be a correct statement in that? To have a better understanding of the situation would be very helpful. Here's something I want to be a help to you tonight. We should be hasty. Let's read this verse here real quick. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. We should be hasty to do what? To diffuse the situation, not to add to it. See, our anger and how we react can amplify the situation even more. And that's what we want to do on so many different occasions. But instead of trying to come to a quick conclusion and reacting out of anger, here's what we need to do. Try to diffuse the situation before it gets worse. Well, how do you diffuse the situation? It comes by listening, and it comes by being patient with the individuals that you're dealing with in the situation. That's how you're able to do those things. When the problem is diffused, it should cause the foolish not to act foolishly. Let me read this again for you. When the problem is diffused, it should cause the foolish not to act foolishly. It's helping them out in a situation. Sometimes we overreact things, and when we overreact, especially when we're overreacting in anger, guess what? We look foolish. And is that how we want to look to the world? I don't think so. So let's continue to go on here. Number 10, a wise person will be slow to not jump to conclusions and escalate the situation. You know, you're always going to hear me refer back to my dad and how he handled things. I'm never going to apologize for that because he raised me. My mom and dad, they raised me. So I'm not going to apologize for those things. But one of the things that I've learned as I watched my dad as I was growing up, even to the very end of his life, I've never seen my father overreact to a situation. Now, he might have earlier in his life before his kids got involved and before the church got involved with the church. That could have very well taken place. But one of the things that I appreciated so much, and it didn't even matter if somebody was accusing him of something, it didn't matter if somebody was mad at him or whatever the situation may be, I never saw him react quickly to a situation. He was always slow. I believe he practiced this very verse in his life. Being slow to wrath. A wise person will be slow to not jump to conclusion and escalate the situation. You know, we can still learn from people who are no longer with us. I say that for a reason. You know, even though just being here in these few short months as your pastor, I still look back on how my dad has handled situations. And I see the wisdom that he would have. Now, there were some things that I didn't like about how slow he was at times. Dad, I can use $100. 2 years later, I'm still waiting for the answer. You know, there are some things that he could have been quick with. But he wasn't an individual that would just react to a situation because somebody came in all panicked. He would be slow. He would try to diffuse it. He wouldn't jump to conclusions. He would listen to the individual. He'd be patient with them. And try to work it out. So a wise person will not jump to conclusion. It will be slow. However, a fool will overreact. Unfortunately, I find myself in this category on many occasions. I don't find myself being a wise person in this. Because I told you before, I'm quick to getting mad. But on so many different occasions, I've been the fool where I will overreact. And, folks, that's not a good situation to be in. So a fool will overreact. And as you overreact, as that fool overreacts, here's what could happen. It could cause the problem to even escalate even more than what it should have been. A some good advice has been given me along the way in life, and I know you've heard this. And I'm trying to remember it right now because it just left my mind. You cannot control how people react to you, but you can control how you react to them. That is so true. You know, I wish that I can go back on so many different occasions in my life and take back some moments to where I could have controlled what came out of my mouth or how I reacted. Because I probably could have caused a lot of problems to go away rather quickly than allow them to escalate into something that it shouldn't have been. A fool will overreact. So my last point that I'm going to make tonight is this. There is wisdom in listening to the whole story to process it correctly. There is wisdom to listening. Not everybody's going to agree with politics. Can we agree on that? Okay. I'm saying this for a reason. 4 years ago, we had a president that was running this country, I believe, very well. Not everybody's going to agree with him. Not everybody's going to agree in how he reacted to situations. Not everybody's going to agree in how he put this policy into place and that policy into place. But you know how he got elected? He got elected because of this. He listened to the voice of the people. See, there's wisdom in listening. There's wisdom in being patient. There's wisdom in not being so hasty and overreacting. So let's read this verse again. We'll close out. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. I'm going to have a word of prayer, and I'm going to say something after this. Lord, thank you for this evening that you've allowed us to be here. Thank you for your people. Lord, I pray that you bless us as we go from here, and we ask it in your name. Amen.